was asked to write this next poem for a charity event celebrating Stevie Wonder's 60th birthday. As part of my research, I came across a pertinent piece by the author David Ritz called The Wonder of Being with Stevie. Some of what he wrote serves as a preamble to my poem. I remember seeing him in St. Louis, where he sang at a wedding of friends of ours. At the reception afterwards, he sat on a couch. He looked especially regal in robes of royal blue and a princely hat of white and gold. His dreads were long and his dark glasses wrapped tightly around his face. A little boy, no older than 6, gazed up at him with eyes the size of saucers and asked, "Can I touch you?" Stevie smiled and said, "You can sit on my lap if you want to." The kid jumped on his lap and cried out, "Look, Mummy, I'm with Stevie Wonder. I'm talking to Stevie Wonder." To be with Stevie is to feel like that little boy. My poem kicks off as if another onlooker, other than David Ritz, is describing their observation of the interaction between Stevie and the little boy. From a slight distance, I see a little boy climbing a couch and Stevie Wonder reaching out, extending more than just a hand, for he's a man always in demand, but always takes it in his stride, never tries to hide behind anything. Particularly not his blindness, to paraphrase his sage kindness. Just because a man cannot see does not preclude him from being a visionary. Those stupendously sized saucer eyes look more alive than they ever did, for this kid is sitting on musical royalty, being imbued with the integrity and loyalty which naturally exudes Stevie, like light radiates from TV or smiles occupy faces of children on CBeebies. This child, and for this story's sake let's call him Jake, this child is far too young to contemplate the gravity or serenity of the scene I see before me. With my eyes and ears I see and hear a man who is more than a musician, more than a writer, more than an activist and more than a fighter, more than a father and a brother, more than a husband and a lover, more than a multi-Grammy winner, more than an innovative singer, more than Berry Gordy's progeny, more than Motown's property, more akin to a natural force fulfilling its predestined course. In the same way lightning is followed by the sound of thunder, Stevie is followed by the wonder of wonder. A premature debut meant oxygenation and incubation preserved his life, but like thieves in the night they stole his eyesight. However, Stevie never sings pictures painting pitiful plights, instead professes only the wonder of being alive, innately recognises that sight does not provide insight, and that light can be seen even if its beam isn't gleaned by retinal tissue. The whole world knows that he's blind, but through him sees it's not the focal issue. Raised by the blues of WCHB, Sundown administered soul shots of R&B. Though threatened by poverty, Stevie grew up happy, roaming streets and hopping barns, singing stories and spinning yarns. Destiny had majesty etched on his palms. Get-go, his love for music was seeming. To see him with an instrument is to see him beaming. He's instrumentally promiscuous, piano, harmonica, or even self-manufactured drum. He's given his love to all of them, to effortlessly stir waves of musical emotion with vocals that kiss ears like sounds of the ocean. When admirers rewarded his early displays, ironically, he was disappointed by paper pay for notes. Unlike coins, lack musicality. Music be Stevie's only reality. Everything else, castles in the sand. Non-essentials ruined by time's heavy hands. His music laces ribbon in the sky. Like rainbows after the heavens of pride. He has a beginning, a middle, but never an end. For his songs will forever be faithful friends. And their drum beats, heartbeats, laying soundtracks for revolutionary feats. His own heartbeat jigged his feet to go spiritual searching. At 21 he left the conveyor belt merchant, returning only in exchange for complete creative control. At Had he not been Stevie, he would have been told where to go. Instead, Motown conceded, and in doing so leaded to the introspective, ground-swelling, groundbreaking, Rudy music of my mind, quickly followed by Talking Book. Superstition and all it eloquently emitted preceded inner visions, emphatically displaying wonders humane insight, wrapped in his awareness of the never-ending fight. Through music, wonder conquered higher ground, still his political themes resound. The 80s witnessed wonder wield words to leave the most indelible mark. His steadfast song grew legs to walk down Capitol steps, marched to Constitution Avenue, where its sentiment tangoed tips of tongues, gathered at Washington Monument Round, booming the most legitimate sound, demanding the world collectively sing happy birthday to the man who had shared his dream. Through wonder we gain the day for you. When we sing happy birthday, Dr. King, we pray for you. These words have acknowledged the wonder boy. They called him the 12-year-old genius. But let your hands clap to celebrate the wonder man, the 60-year-old seamless musical seamstress.